Ciao Fabri.
Hello guys. Sorry for my voice.
Yeah, mine too is not amazing, but yes. we are fine. We are negative. We are all good and just a little cold. No?
Yes,
it's normal. It's almost Christmas. Last episode of 2021 before Christmas.
Yes.
So we jump in as always, starting with Socios, yes, our partner. For the podcast.
First point, guys, remember to download the app of socios.com because you will have the opportunity to influence your club's decisions. And imagine that against Juventus for the Supercoppa game, Inter and their global main partner, socios.com, will honor the unique passion of the Interisti by placing, for the first time ever, the voice of the fans literally on the player's chest. So the fan token holders will be asked to choose between the unique sound waves produced by Inter fans, and so this will be on the shirt,
yes,
of Inter. So
for the Super Cup.
Yes,
no?
For the Super
Cup.
Cup
against Juventus
in January.
San Siro,
yes.
January 12th, if I'm not mistaken.
So they can, imagine, decide on, yeah, this point. And this is something you can do thanks to the fan tokens. I also want to add that right now there are 11 votes available on socios.com app, ranging from Atletico Madrid to Valencia, Inter, Bologna, and many others. So guys, join socios.com app. It's for free and you can do it.
Let's start talking about our transfer because, oh man, we are almost in January. Eh?
Yes.
Feels like we are already in the transfer window. So, Mino Raiola is speaking quite a lot recently. Eh?
Yes.
And this week he spoke about Erling Haaland future and Matthijs de Ligt, two important players that he has.
Yes, I want to start with Erling Haaland because I think there are a few key points on this Erling Haaland future situation for Mino Raiola and what he said in public many, many times. So the first point, key one, is about the timing. I want to say it again because many times fans around Europe are asking me, guys, for Haaland, nothing will be decided in December. Nothing will happen in January. It will take time. It will be like March, April, May. We will see when, but it will take time to see where Erling Haaland will go. It's true that Barcelona had a conversation with Mino Raiola about Haaland, that the relationship between Juan Laporta and Mino Raiola is good, but it doesn't mean that Barcelona are signing Haaland. They have an interest, but they have to see what happens in the coming months. So it's absolutely an open race. I'm happy that Mino Raiola confirmed what we always said here. There is no pre-agreement with Real Madrid because someone from different countries were saying this pre-agreement with Real Madrid since months and months. It's not true. He has no pre-agreement. And they will decide in the coming months what happens also with Borussia Dortmund because Borussia Dortmund will try to keep the player at the club. My feeling, more than complicated. Mm. More than complicated.
Also,
because
it's not up to them completely because there is a,
yes,
release clause. So,
release clause for 80 million, yeah, this summer. But let's see what happens because this Haaland story will be a long one, but timing is key and it's not going to be January or December. Mm. For Matthijs de Ligt, I think this is the
surprising
most
words. Huh?
Yeah, surprising words because Mino Raiola said that Matthijs de Ligt is, together with him, thinking to leave Juventus and to go for the next step because this is the message. He needs another step and this is the message from Mino Raiola. Then he was asked about Premier League and he said it could be also Real Madrid or Barcelona or maybe Paris Saint-Germain. So it's going to be a super open race. It's true that he has a release clause, but I don't see any club paying 100. Yes, this kind of money for Matthijs de Ligt is something that in this market after COVID is not realistic. But we have also to remind that Juventus paid 80 million for Matthijs de Ligt from, yeah, Ajax years ago. So this is why it has to be an important proposal. We will see because many clubs will go for a centre back in January. Paris Saint-Germain, in summer. De Ligt is not leaving in January, let's clarify. It's going to be in the summer. But many clubs will go for it. Paris Saint-Germain will look for a centre-back. Premier League clubs will go for it. Let's see what Real Madrid and Barcelona will be able to do. So Real Madrid are now focusing on Rudiger, but let's see what happens. So De Ligt is a player that Mino Raiola is putting on the market with this kind of statements. Statement. And so it will be interesting to see what happens.
No, it's surprising because we were not expecting De Ligt to thinking about leaving Juventus that soon. No, he arrived 3 years ago now, and he was one of the most important deals that Juventus have done, no?
Yes.
Especially for a centre back. So it's quite surprising, no? That he.
Yes, I think he's part of Mino Raiola strategies. So when you sign a player from Mino Raiola, you know that it's difficult that the player is going to stay for 10 years or 8 years or 7 years.
Yeah.
It's always a progress. And so it's fair to say that Juventus, when they signed De Ligt, they were in a completely different situation. They had then Cristiano Ronaldo, was before COVID. Then COVID created many problems to Italian clubs, not just to Juventus. And so now is also something we can understand that they need to find for solution. But let me remind, for example, that 1 year ago, Mino Raiola said in November, Paul Pogba has to leave Man United, it's over, something like this. Yeah. And then he was not leaving in January, not leaving during the summer. Maybe we'll leave next summer, but it was not happening in a few months. So it doesn't mean that 100% will leave.
It's not like the everything he says is happening.
It's just his position right now. But we have 6 months, and maybe the situation could change. Yeah. Imagine, say, if Juventus win something, or if they will change the mind of the league,
or if there are no bids that satisfy both Juventus and the player. Let's talk about Premier League now. And talking about Manchester City, that are probably the top team right now in England. They're doing great. But there is the situation of Ferran Torres, no? That with Barcelona, very much interested, that the talks are progressing.
Yes, they have an agreement with the player. So there is an agreement between Barcelona and Ferran Torres on a 5-year deal. So everything is in place with the player. Not yet with Man City, because Barcelona and Man City are negotiating in these days. So everything is happening right now between Man City and Barcelona. Man City went around 60 million. They were starting from 65, now it's around 60. Barcelona are offering 50 million for Ferran Torres. So it's an absolutely open situation for Ferran Torres. The negotiation is between clubs. Let's see what happens, but Barcelona have a priority. And this priority is Ferran Torres. They want him. Xavi wants him. The player wants to go to Barcelona. He will be respectful. This is something that is fair to say, because if this deal won't go through as expected, Ferran will be ready to fight for Man City. So he's not going to create any problem, but his priority, as Barcelona priority, is to join Barca. And so keep an eye on this one for the coming days.
João Cancelo is doing fantastic, amazing.
Yes, he's scoring goals as
scoring
a
goal. This goal he scored last weekend was unbelievable, really unbelievable. And Man City are planning, no, to work on his contract, no?
It's a plan for 2022, so in the coming months. It's not something that will happen in the next few days, but it's something that they want to do in the coming months. As already said, and I can confirm that João Cancelo and Man City will be in negotiation over new contract in 2022. It's going to be a 5-year deal, also because he has a long-term contract, but it's the last one he signed, the first one with Man City. So after 3 years, I think also he deserves to have a new salary, a new contract, and this is why Man City want to open talks with Cancelo. Let's see what happens, but I think he's absolutely normal. He's doing incredible. He's scoring goals. Yeah. And Pep Guardiola wants him to be a key player for Manchester City project for many and many years.
Let's move to the other side of Manchester with Edinson Cavani, because there are still a lot of rumors about a possible move in January with Barcelona interested in the player.
Yes, a lot of rumors. And it's true that Barcelona have an interest in Cavani. This is not new and this is true. And they wanted him also on deadline day, but was not possible. So the interest is genuine. It's confirmed from Barcelona. But from Manchester United, the position is clear. They have not received any approach from Barcelona. And if Barcelona want to sign Cavani, or any club want to sign Cavani, they need to negotiate with Man United. The player is not a free agent. They need to negotiate, they need to talk. And from what I'm told, Man United know that Cavani will be an important player, because if Martial leaves, they have three competitions. They have COVID cases. We know that now in football, in particular in England, is a dangerous situation. So it's important to have many players available. And Cavani is an important player for Man United. So I think it's not going to be an easy negotiation with Barcelona. And we have a lot of rumors as it's easy to negotiate with Man United. It's not going to be like that.
Especially in January.
Yes, and also for Corinthians, because many Brazilian fans are asking about this Corinthians-Cavani rumor. Not for January. There is nothing.
So let's talk about Man United.
Yes.
And also the midfielder, no?
Yes, it's important to clarify that when I speak about Man United and midfielder, it's about opportunities. So it's not 100% sure that Man United will go to sign a new midfielder in January. This is something I want to clarify. Man United are open to opportunities, always, but the focus of Man United for that position, midfielder, is going to be in the summer. So they will go for a midfielder only in case they will have an opportunity. If not, they will go for it in the summer. So this is important to say. It's going to be a defensive midfielder. Yes, they have options. Yes, but they have not decided to go for one player or to bid for one player, or they are negotiating for one player. No, they're going to decide in the coming weeks, but it's going to be opportunities or nothing. So Man United are also prepared to stay with the current team and maybe sign a new midfielder, defensive midfielder, directly next summer. So it's going to be decided soon.
Diogo Dalot, on the other end, seems to be closer and closer to stay. No,
no, he will stay. He will stay in January if things are not changing. Surprisingly, in the coming weeks, he's expected to stay. Roma wanted him with Mourinho, with Thiago Pinto, because it was a serious possibility, and they're looking for a right back. But at the end of the situation, from what I told, Man United are happy with him. He's playing with Ragnik. He's doing great. He was just needing some confidence. And so, yes, I see Diogo Dalot staying at Man United.
And what about Anderson then?
For Dean Anderson, it's different because, first point I want to clarify, he's respecting Man United. He's respecting the decisions of the managers because David De Gea is maybe the best goalkeeper of this first 6 months of season. So he did something incredible till now. But he wants to play. He wants first team football. And so this is why, at the moment, the expectation around Dean Anderson is to leave Man United in January if the right proposal arrives, because goalkeeper market is complicated in January. And this is why for Dean Anderson, it's not easy to find a solution. If it's not going to be January, it's going to be summer. But Dean Anderson is expected to leave Man United to have some game time.
Let's move to Chelsea now. And talking about a decision they made about Conor Gallagher, no?
Yes, for Conor Gallagher, he's doing very good with Crystal Palace on loan, but they are not recalling the player in January. This is the plan, this is the intention from Chelsea. And so it's very clear, and they are super happy with his performances. They are super happy with his attitude also with Crystal Palace. So at the moment, the situation is very, very clear. And Conor Gallagher will be part of Chelsea future plans, but as of now, it's not something that is going to change in January.
We will talk later about Rudiger and Real Madrid with some updates about him. Christensen, on the other hand?
Christensen is still the same situation. AC Milan interest is confirmed, but from Chelsea, they still see him signing a new contract. But they want a player to sign because on verbal, they have everything ready. They are preparing the new contract proposal. It's for 4 years, but it's still not signed. And also from AC Milan, they feel that at the end, Christensen will sign this new deal with Chelsea, but it's not signed yet. It's close to Dembélé situation with Barcelona, for example. So this is why from Chelsea, they want to resolve the situation as soon as possible. It's not signed yet, but from Chelsea, the expectation is still the same. And then about Chelsea, I wanted to say about Hakim Ziyech, because we said about Ferran Torres for Man City, and he's the first option for Barcelona. They are negotiating with Man City. But if the deal won't go through for the situation of Ferran Torres, Hakim Ziyech is the plan B that Barcelona are considering. But let me say that as of now, it's still not advanced.
Mm-hmm. Arsenal, the Aubameyang situation, of course, is the news of the week, no? With him not being anymore the captain of the club. Maybe they will find a solution already in January, maybe not. Let's see also, because he has a salary that it's not very easy, no, for other clubs to approach him.
The problem is the salary. Yeah. The problem is the salary, so they will look for solutions in January. It's clear that he's not playing for Arsenal right now, and they are planning for the same till the Africa Cup starts. So this is the plan for Aubameyang. But at the same point, the salary is the main problem. We have a lot of rumors about Juventus, about Barcelona, but his salary is a huge one. So he will need to change his salary, to lower his salary, or it's going to be complicated for him to move in January. And let me say about Vlahovic, as Arsenal fans are always asking about this boy, always pushing about what happens with Vlahovic, if Vlahovic has chances to join Arsenal in January. I'm told that the feeling is still the same. The player at the moment is not interested in Arsenal move, and it's the same from his agent. So it's true that he's not accepting Fiorentina proposal to extend the contract. It's still true that he has chances to leave in January, but my feeling is that at the end Vlahovic will leave next summer and not in January. But for Arsenal at the moment is more than complicated because the player is not interested in this move, and so they will look for a striker. Arsenal, as we already said, will go for a striker, but difficult for Dusan Vlahovic. I don't think it will be Vlahovic.
Liverpool. Talking about Liverpool, the situation of the contract of Salah is still the same, more or less, but Jurgen Klopp spoke this weekend about the talks that are progressing with him.
Yes, talks progressing, they are working on it. Liverpool are trying to include also add-ons in this negotiation with Mo Salah. So the guaranteed salary and also add-ons like potential bonuses in case they will win the Premier League, they will win the Champions League in the coming years. So they are trying to reach an agreement with Salah, including bonus and add-ons in the negotiation. They're on it. Liverpool are on it. They know that timing will be important, as we always say here. They are working on it and they have the priority. They have the priority for this deal. But as I said, bonus could be so important to see Mo Salah signing a new contract with Liverpool. So work in progress, but it will take some time.
Liverpool, they played against Tottenham this weekend. It was a great game of football, to be honest, even with some referee's decision that didn't make Jurgen Klopp particularly happy. But
yes,
Antonio Conte, again,
now, let me say
great
also,
performance, no?
Mo Salah handball maybe for Antonio Conte was not the best decision too.
Yeah, let's say that in this case, Jurgen Klopp was more disappointed than Antonio Conte about the referee.
Yes, yes.
And Harry Kane scored. And how is the relationship between Antonio Conte and Harry Kane?
Yes, I want to say that Harry Kane now with Antonio Conte is super happy. He's super happy. He scored a goal. He feels that the situation at Tottenham has changed with Antonio Conte and with Fabio Paratici as director of football. So the atmosphere is very good. We will see what happens in the summer. I don't see Harry Kane leaving in January. So this is what I wanted to clarify on Kane. A lot of rumors, but I don't see him leaving in January. Let's see what happens in the summer. But the relationship with Conte is very good. They feel each other as important for the future of the project. So Harry Kane knows that if Tottenham will be back for Champions League football, Antonio Conte is the man to do it. And Harry Kane knows that now with this manager, this is the plan for Tottenham to win and to be back in Champions League football. And Antonio Conte loves Harry Kane, as he always says in public. And he told him in private many times, you will be my striker. So this is the message from Conte. And he wants Kane to stay for the future.
On the other hand, Dele Alli can leave the club in January or not?
No, the situation of Dele Alli could change because he started with Liverpool. And I know how football is changing. It's true that Tottenham were considering the opportunities for Dele Alli in January. But now, from what I'm told, with this game started, he was very good. He was close to score a goal. Alisson was incredible with his save. Now for Dele Alli, the situation could be different. Oh. So let's see what happens because it's still open. Okay. It's true that Tottenham were open to listen for proposals for Dele Alli and saying for Bergwijn, but with this last game, maybe the situation would change.
Like what happened with Eriksen and Inter with Antonio Conte. No, he was supposed to leave exactly. And then with one game, everything changed. But let's see. Let's see what happens in the next weeks. Was Mbappé's birthday this week?
They
celebrated him with a particularly jerseys with Mbappé 2050.
Yes.
Like to say you stay here forever until...
Yes, it was a joke, of course.
It was a joke, of course, by his teammates. But he took it very nicely also, no? He posted a picture.
But he has very good relationship with the teammates, with the dressing room. Yeah. So he never had problems with his teammates, to be honest. It's going to be a big fight. And we know about Paris Saint-Germain and Real Madrid. Mm. The Champions League game is not going to help on a public side because the negotiation will be even more complicated for Real Madrid. And Paris Saint-Germain will push and push, as Leonardo is always saying, to change his mind. We will see. We will see. While for Paris Saint-Germain, Marquinhos' new contract is almost ready. It's just need to say if it will be till 2026 or 2027. But the negotiations are progressing. Marquinhos wants to stay. Paris Saint-Germain wants Marquinhos to be the captain for many, many years. And so it's going to be a new long-term deal for Marquinhos. It's just a matter of time.
We said before about Rudiger and Real Madrid. We're going to give some update now about Rudiger.
Yes, because Real Madrid are pushing on this one. So they want Antonio Rudiger as free agent. Let me say that it's not over yet with Chelsea because the negotiations are still ongoing between Rudiger and Chelsea, but Chelsea are not offering what he wants. Let me say that Rudiger would love to stay. This is something I want to clarify. It's not Rudiger who wants to leave Chelsea. Mm-hmm. There is something when you are free agent is normal. It's not like that. It's Rudiger wants to stay, but with a different contract proposal. At the moment, there is still no agreement. And so Real Madrid are pushing. Paris Saint-Germain are interested. Bayern are not paying what Rudiger wants.
Okay.
So Real Madrid are on it. They want to do another Alaba with Rudiger. Mm-hmm.
And in Barcelona and Onana, these rumors still on, but
every
Onana,
day we have
Onana,
rumors on Onana.
And Inter.
He will go to Inter. It's a here we go. They have an agreement. They have an agreement with Andre Onana, Inter, and so he's going to join Inter in summer 2022. He's going to sign the contract in January as free agent, but he's going to join Inter in summer 2022. There are no doubts. 4-year deal.
Gavi doing great at Barcelona again and again. He also scored.
Yes.
And
new contract soon. Yes, very soon. It's going to be 5-year deal. Salary increasing from season to season. It's going to include special bonuses for the boy. He wants to stay. The clause for 50 million will be removed. Of course, I would say it's normal because this clause is not for Gavi. He's incredible. And so, yes, this is the plan for Barcelona. And then they are still working for Dembélé. They are still hopeful for Dembélé to sign a new contract. And Araujo, in 2022, Barcelona are convinced that they will be able to find an agreement with Araujo in 2022. They are not yet at stages, at final stages like for Gavi, but they are optimistic for Araujo new contract.
Let's move to the quick fire questions now.
Yes.
To end this episode, and we start with Christian Eriksen, because Christian Eriksen officially left Inter Milan this week.
Yes, and we have a lot of rumors about him, about Ajax. He's not going to Ajax. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm told. At the moment, there are no negotiations for Ajax and Christian Eriksen. He will have some opportunities with other clubs. His agent said that two clubs approached him. Let's see if it will be Odense or any other club. But good luck to Christian Eriksen.
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic news to see him back.
Ikoné.
Jonathan Ikoné to Fiorentina is now completed. Everything is in place. It's just to sign paperwork. 15 million euros plus 10% future sale percentage to Lille. And so Ikoné will be new Fiorentina winger. Really interesting deal. And in Serie A, Diego Godin will leave Cagliari. Yes. He confirmed he was out of the team for a Juventus game. And so he will leave Cagliari in the next few days. And we will see where he will go, because it's interesting to see Diego Godin's future.
He also said that he will announce where he will go in the next 10 days.
So yes.
He already has a destination. Patrick Berg.
Patrick Berg joins Lens, is official from Bodo Glimt. And Bodo Glimt also sold and will sell in the coming hours their striker Patrick Botheim to Krasnodar. He will go to Russia. It's almost done. He had a medical in Munich. And so everything is ready. Also for Botheim to Krasnodar.
Brian Brobbey.
Brobbey is another Raiola player, yep, who is negotiating with other clubs. And he's ready for his Ajax comeback. So negotiation ongoing between Ajax and Leipzig is just to be seen if it will include buy option or not. But Brobbey will go back to Ajax.
Nikolenko.
To Everton is done. Here we go. News of last week now confirmed. Just waiting for the official announcement. He already had a medical, so Mikolenko will be new Everton left back, and Lucas Digne has chances to leave the club.
Nani.
Nani, former Manchester United winger, now free agent from Orlando. He received a proposal from Fluminense, but at the moment they have still no economical agreement. We will see if the situation will change, but they are pushing on this one.
Gil Vicente.
Yes, I want to talk about Gil Vicente, director of football. Thiago Legno is his name, because, you know, we always try to discover on our podcast talents in football on the pitch, but also, yeah, outside the pitch. And he's doing great with Gil Vicente. He's signing talented players. They are doing very well in the Portuguese first division. So really interesting opportunity. He signed this player, Francisco Navarro from Valencia. He's now with 9 goals, just behind Darwin Núñez and Luis Diaz as top goal scorers in
Portuguese. So we'll Portuguese see him somewhere league. Else, maybe in the future?
Maybe in the future, because I'm told that he's really an interesting
we'll
one.
We'll keep an eye on him, and we will remember episode 80.
Yes.
Today is episode 80 of our podcast, when we talk about him in the future. Okay?
Yes.
See you after Christmas. We're,
yes,
going to have a special episode.
And let me add one. Okay? It's about Marcos Rojo, former Manchester United centre back. Yeah. He's doing very, very good with Boca Juniors.
Yes. Eh?
He's doing great. And so keep an eye on this name, maybe for the future of the transfer market. I don't know if January or summer, okay, because many clubs are interested in Marcos Rojo, but Boca are super happy with him.
I was saying we're going to have a special episode around New Year's. We're going to let you know, of course, but we are going to see you also next year.
Yes.
For the transfer window.
Yes.
We are here. Almost here.
Of course.
Ciao.
Ciao.